It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's crossover time. That means it's brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. No, hold on. Hey, Isaiah Thomas has me flustered. Shut up, Ken.
What happened?
Should just give
the
him
crossover
a kiss.
Is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. It's the crossover. Willard and Dibbs in the house. What's up, gentlemen?
Why does Zeke have you flustered?
Well, he almost got the station canceled.
Dropped an MF.
I never walked into a room and said, I'm the leader, I'm the lead right. dog, I'm the bad and all that.
Yeah!
I mean...
Let's go!
You What's dumped wrong it, with that? And you move on. Like, have
no,
we
Ken,
not...
solid job.
No, Ken was yeah. on it.
Of course.
Way to go, Ken.
And we've all had guests who have, you know, bombed away. It's when you get that second bomb in the next answer that gets a little bit dicey. I want to say that Cendric Cornbread Maxwell is a guy who might be footloose and fancy free with the language.
That's true, but you know that before he comes on.
Right. You get so two dumps.
Yeah.
Rick you get Barry, two dumps.
Rick Barry will throw the S-bomb in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He will.
Have any of you ever cussed on the air?
Not me.
Yeah.
That felt like
you were
lie.
Here.
Yeah. Yes, you
I
did,
said,
Steiny.
I said the...
I don't give up.
Yeah, SH.
Yeah.
Oh.
I said it to you, too. Remember?
Well, you always say that to me.
No, we've been on a roll.
Okay. It's been a couple of years now, but you got hot.
If I brought a cookie now, would you eat one?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Not from you.
Okay.
It's my favorite.
Evan, this ought to be good.
Any cussing on the air?
I think so. Yeah, on a Saturday show, actually. I think
oh,
I let
you
one
waited
slip
for the weekend. That's
well,
smart.
There's so many. Me and Dan will just start riffing about whatever, and right. he brings up God knows what, and so
all kinds of Schmidt.
Yeah, I let one go. It was
that'll happen.
Casey Schmidt.
I swore in the most ridiculous, innocuous, and stupid way because Mark's like doing a thing, and he's like, "We're gonna go through it in alphabetical order," and I said, "Oh, Schmidt," like. I had no reason to use the S word. I was expressing nothing other than surprise.
This is actually going to be in alphabetical order.
Oh.
Yeah, this it just comes out. That's actually when it happens.
Yeah, stupid. That one's tough.
I'm one of the few who's done it, and I meant to do it, but I didn't know I was on air.
So you use it for effect.
Well, no. I
was yelling at a young producer.
No, I was actually...
You lousy!
I was messing with the other... broadcaster when we were with the Boise Hawks doing minor league baseball up
best
in Idaho.
Time to do it.
I was messing with the other broadcaster. He was doing a pregame hit Let's go live out to the ballpark. Oh, Southern Oregon Timberjacks are in town. Let's check in with Rob and Mark. And Rob was doing the hit. And while he was sitting there kind of doing whatever the hell we do pregame, I grabbed the other headset and like whispered into the microphone, Bull Schmitter.
Oh.
You're a Bull Schmitter.
Oh, no.
But what I didn't know is that the microphone was just turned up just a little bit.
Not hot, but warm.
Not hot, but it was warm.
Oh, boy.
It was
just
warm.
Enough.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I got sold down the river by the guy back at the studio. Instead of somebody like, you know, warn somebody off air, let somebody know somebody doesn't realize there's a hot mic. He literally, when it goes back to him, he goes, hey, Rob, it sounds like Mark's right next to you and does not realize that it sounds like there's some profanity coming out.
Oh, no.
On the air right now.
Speaking of games, actually.
Long fly ball by Castellanos.
Yeah, that's well, going to be a home run.
Bill King actually got ejected for that.
Yes, he did.
And it got leaked out over the air because back, I forget what season it was, but reading about it, apparently, and this was struck from the tape, but he turned his mic off to curse out an official, which he then got ejected for. The only play-by-play broadcaster, to my knowledge, has been ejected from a game. But he didn't turn the crowd mic off. And so the crowd mic picked up every single word that he uttered that night to some official, and they had to go in and chop the tape to make sure that it never made its way into the records. So shout out to Great Bill King.
Yeah, the legend.
The
and,
best.
You know, for me growing up, it was, you know, Warriors, A's, and Raiders and the whole thing. And, you know, back then it was radio. You didn't get every game locally on TV. And so if you wanted to follow your team, you turned in your AM radio and you tried to, like, move the antenna. Holy Toledo. And you got Bill King on, you know, just about everything, East Bay. And so, yeah, getting a chance to meet him a couple of times fairly late was like, it was beyond goosebumps. It was like, I can't even really speak.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, it's like a handshake and it's like, you know, totally. So, Bill King, the legend.
Kind of like how you sounded when you called us Thursday from Vegas.
I'm not going to disagree. I got a text from Steiny and
so did I.
Well, I don't know what the words were. No, his words were like, I think, wow. And I was like, wow, what? And
like Steiny's an hour later, he responds. One word text to everybody.
He responds with, you're calling. And I'm like, thinking to myself, my calling?
My calling?
My
What's
calling?
My calling? Have I found my calling?
Yeah, I mean, you wanted me to be loosey-goosey. It was a loosey-goosey era. It was. That's how I was.
I thought you nailed it.
I didn't swear.
I thought you nailed
That's
it.
That's for sure.
We don't even know what you said.
It doesn't matter. All I know is there were a couple of buckets that went against me, and yeah. I made sure that I was loud in the
you
sports
were, You world. Were talking to three different people at the same time. That's what it was.
Right.
You were talking to us.
Yep.
You were talking to the TVs.
And talking to myself,
and well,
for
then,
sure.
Then four, because then you were also talking to the people that seemingly you kept bumping into, which made me wonder why you were so mobile on this phone call. Like, sit down. But no. You were moving through a place that had no elbow room, apparently.
A sports book.
Yeah. And so you're having just a lot of conversations.
And the
same
thing
time.
About me going to Vegas for March Madness is I meet people. And when you meet people, you bond with people. And you're either with them or against them. And usually I try to find the people who I'm with. And it's like you become friends for 3 days.
Did you get
and it's
kind of
fun. No, but there's some social media activity with my group from Texas Tech. Texas Tech, Steiny. I met a
That's
group.
The way to do it now, by the way.
Yeah.
That's the soft, like, I don't really want to commit to giving each other phone numbers, but I'll follow you on Instagram.
There was a
how
Twitter.
Every girl denies me.
Yeah.
Just follow me on IG.
Here's my IG.
It's private, by the way. I will never accept that.
I'll approve you next month. Anyway, go ahead.
There's like four or five of these 23-year-olds from Texas Tech, and so, you know, they were fun, and they're so young and, you know, wet behind the ears and all the rest of it. So I tried to impart a little bit of knowledge, and they're a great group. You know, I think it was three guys and two young ladies, and it was completely like, you know, they're looking for the OG for advice. Because what I was telling them is, this is our 35th year of doing it, me and all my friends from college, and it's like their first or second year. And I was telling them, it doesn't matter if you win your money line bet or not. It's like, this is the thing. Like, you show up every year. You see your friends that you don't see all year, and you do this. And so I was trying
this
to impart
is the win.
Wisdom.
Right, not if Tennessee covers the 18.5.
Right, okay. Even though he had $5,000 on Arkansas on the money line,
oh,
which hit.
Yes, it did.
Which was nice.
Yes, it did.
Which is funny. So it's him and his two buddies, and, you know, they got $5,000 on Arkansas money line, and it looks like it's about to win. And come to find out, in the closing moments, here come their two lady friends showing up right at the time that Arkansas is going to cover.
That's perfect.
$5,000 on the money line.
Dinner time.
And I'm like, ah, where did you two come from?
Yeah. Did all the guys sit down and act like they did not have any action going?
No,
or did
because,
they keep celebrating?
Yeah. And I think everyone knew.
What was the money? What was the line?
$5,000
turned into what?
Like 175. Oh, so it turned into like, you know,
solid.
Seven large, 7,500. Yeah. Okay. I don't know exactly where they got it, but, you know, he and I, this young man, were talking about it, and he's like, I'm going to do it. I said, do it. Do it, bro. Do it. Do it.
And like, this,
you like it?
Now this
bet
is,
it.
Now you said Texas Tech, so this isn't, you have connections to Texas A&M,
I
correct?
Did, yes, but he's now actually on the coaching staff of the New York Jets.
Oh.
So my old neighbor,
the
Cameron.
New York Jets.
You know Cameron Davis.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this the guy that was with the Lions?
Correct.
Got it.
So,
Cameron's my center fielder in high school.
Exactly. Yeah. So he and I have mutual friends. His classmate, my neighbor, he made his way all the way up to the Lions, and then last year it ended the way it ended, yep. And then Aaron Glenn went on to leave the, he was defensive coordinator.
Correct. Yeah, he's the DC.
So he left DC and he goes to the Jets and he took with him a large number of the staff, including our friend Cameron Davis.
Yeah, I don't know what position he's going to, he was
the same
D-line coach again.
Assistant D-line coach.
Assistant D-line coach, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he went from Detroit, now he's in New York and
Big
he's
Apple.
Like, yeah, he's,
okay.
I mean, he's keeping it moving. And so Aaron Glenn liked him enough to where, and you know how this works, where a coach gets promoted as head coach and he takes as many of his little stafflings as possible.
Is he still your neighbor?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, like, he's moving the family with him each time, right?
Right. And, I mean, this is when he was a kid.
Right.
When I
Got
moved
it.
Into
Got
Oakland,
it.
He was 9. And as the moving truck pulls up, this kid comes up, and the moving van opens up, and he's like, can I have your bike? Can I have the skateboard? Can I have those frogs? And my ex-wife, Chanda, she's just giving stuff away. I mean, she's just giving things away. And all of a sudden now you've got, you know, the full neighborhood. All these kids are like, you know, can I have this? Can I have that? I'm like, no, that's mine. You can ask Chanda if she's going to give stuff away. And she did.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's now, what, he's got to be 30?
Yeah, he's a couple years older than me.
And you're 30, right?
Yes, I am.
So, I mean, this is, we're going back 23, 24 years ago. And this young man's come all the way up. So
you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Hey, was
San
it,
Francisco.
San Francisco. Was his name Ira Winderman?
Winderman.
Okay, mm-hmm. Ira Winderman.
Yes.
All he right. was pretty good, wasn't he?
He was fantastic.
He was awesome.
He's great.
He was fantastic, but and for anybody who's just joining us, this is what, a columnist in Miami?
He's covered the Heat for 37
okay.
years.
And wow. So, right, he had a big personality, and I thought he very, very well-spoken
oh
at this point. No. There's just an observation.
Okay.
Very, very fun listen, first and foremost. But I think maybe, actually, I don't know if I told Grandy this. I'd like to get a couple of the things he said to play back to everybody, because what I kept hearing was somebody who was like, I know he's fitting out there in Golden State, but
right.
this is who Jimmy is. He does this. And I'd go, I'm okay with that. Yeah, but he does this. Totally okay with that. And then he'll do this to your organization. And every time I was like, totally okay with it. So in other words, this whole idea of Jimmy will implode your organization, it sounded like that was how he feels. But every time he'd tell a story about something Jimmy did, I'd be like, that's fine. Why? What's wrong with that? Case in point, the missed plane flight, right, that Jimmy had with the Miami Heat. Correct me if I'm wrong. Ira said earlier in the year he missed a flight. He told Spo, I have an event I need to be at, so I'm going to take my own flight, but right. I'll be there at shoot-around in Milwaukee on time.
Yeah.
And the Heat said, no problem. Then later in the year, now people aren't getting along, and the losses are piling up.
Right.
So Jimmy says the same thing, and the Heat are like, no, you have to fly with us. And Jimmy said, screw you. I'm doing it myself. I'm on Team Jimmy. That's the Heat changing the rules. You move the goalposts.
He also mentioned that there were games where Jimmy just simply wasn't trying. And so for every story that's on Jimmy, like, I agree with you. I thought he was very fair. Like, he was This is where the Heat messed up. This is where Pat Riley was wrong. This is also where Jimmy has to take some ownership. Like, you standing in the corner acting like a three-point shooter shooting 22% is not going to help your team, and you're doing that on purpose. That's where I can understand someone watching those games saying, yeah, I mean, that's it's not exactly professional.
It's but that's a little bit more of an opinion. I bet Jimmy would be like, "I right? Like, you weren't trying is different than you missed the plane." One of them is a little bit easier to say as a fact.
Well, I look at it, I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of respect for him.
For
so
sure.
If he thinks Jimmy was up to something playing, you know, it's like when Durant had this last year and he wasn't shooting and people actually were like, oh, he's working on his other parts. And everything's fine. Well, it wasn't. But
it's like when Kobe wouldn't pass.
Yeah, the thing,
anyway, go ahead.
The thing about Butler, and the more I think about it, this is where Draymond and Steph really come in. I think it's this. I'm trying to envision this. So there's a player, he's the best player in your team, but he separates himself from the team a fair amount. All right, so he's not with the team in the hotel sometimes, and he's kind of is just not as embedded as another player. So then when he comes onto the team, he's their biggest, you know, personalities, their best player. It all revolves around him. And maybe there was a perception that, well, he's not even invested because he's not even here, but he's got the big personality coming in when he's practicing, but then he's leaving and we don't see him on the plane. And that's where, but he's not the best player here.
But is that how he acted for the whole 6 years?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the perception.
It doesn't seem like it when you watch it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
because if he did, and it was like fine to act that way when you're leading us to the NBA Finals, but now suddenly we're annoyed with you because we're in a negotiation. Now you need to start acting different. If that's what the Heat did, the Heat are wrong.
I think there was some disconnect between, like, Jimmy wanted to win, and he also wanted more help, but Riley's a stickler. I mean, I think there's a report out there that they were interested in Lillard when he was available going from Portland.
And he wanted to go there too.
He wanted to go to Miami. But Riley didn't want to give up any of their young players, which is obviously what Portland was looking for. And so Jimmy's saying, well, you're not giving me enough help to win. I've showed you I can get you to the promise, like to the edge of the mountaintop, but I need some help to get over it. And you're not giving me that. And now you're saying that I'm not even a max player. Well, to hell with you. Like, I'd be a max player and I'd be a championship player if you would just get me a dude, a running mate. But I'm busy dragging Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo's first 5 years. And this is the best that I can do. So I could see some disconnect between Jimmy wanting just to be, like Steph was saying, in those meaningful moments, playing meaningful basketball, the Heat not giving him the best opportunity to do so, and then blaming him for not being available and saying, well, I'm still a max player.
It's interesting when you look at the game log based on what your guest had said and what we all know about Jimmy, because I'm looking at a game against Detroit overtime. He plays 44 and a half minutes and he goes for 35 in a loss. The next night he plays 7 minutes and 19 seconds and doesn't score. Then he's suspended for 5 games. Comes back for 2, mostly ineffectual.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Non-participatory, and then he's out for 7 games. Comes back for 3, plays okay once and not great twice, gone again, then he's traded. So clearly the breaking point for me is that game against Detroit where he plays 44 and a half minutes of 53. He goes for 35. He's a plus 11. They lose in overtime at Detroit. And then 4 days later against OKC, he plays 7 minutes, and then that's basically it for his Miami tenure.
Look, outsider view, you know, we're not there. I, through all of this, as he goes back there tonight, I have failed to see what the caught red-handed absolute no-no is that Jimmy committed. I still don't know to this day.
I mean, he walked out of a practice.
Sure, they kicked him out of games, practices. They suspended him. Like, I'm not saying it's all Miami's fault. I'm saying two people weren't getting along. Two people were fighting, and both of them acted on that. But this idea, Jimmy implodes everywhere he goes and blows the organization up. And I heard Ira say it. He imploded their season.
Hand grenade in the locker room.
In the locker room. I didn't hear it. I haven't heard it yet. I have not heard.
What's conduct detrimental?
Well, but again, 2 to tango. And Pat Riley drives a very hard bargain when it comes to this stuff. This is a man who took cookies from LeBron James. So I think we could also argue that you have a micromanaging mega boss. And that's not great, too. So I'm not saying Jimmy's perfect. I still have not heard what this awful thing was that he did.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, son. It didn't sound like Ira was saying that he's perfect. He's just saying that it's going to work until it doesn't. And then everywhere he's gone, there's a reason why. And to me, money's been at the center of all of it. But I don't know. Ira was like also, like, he's going to be awesome because he's paid, he's bought in, and this team is competitive. So he said there's no reason to worry about Jimmy now. It's just that'll be for down the line.
Yeah. Oh, and I... Like, the way I look at Jimmy Butler and the Warriors, I don't think anything's going to happen this year. Like, they're going to go as far as they go. But I will, like, when next year rolls around, I do feel like, well, now everything starts over with Jimmy Butler. Like, kind of, like, now we'll see. If there's anything there, we're going to see it next year. And I don't know if there's anything there or not.
I don't think there's anything there. And I read the Slater piece again in The Athletic today and just some of the things that he was talking about with Jimmy. And, you know, even the quote about Steve Kerr has 2 non-negotiables. 1, show up on time. 2, compete to win. And if you're Jimmy Butler and you're allowed to, like, fly to Miami and be with your kids, and as long as you're back on time, that's okay. Like, no questions asked. And if you're Steph Curry and you want to play 18 holes or 36, that's fine. Or if you're Kevon and Moses Moody and you want to do yoga, which apparently is like a jogging yoga that they do, we learned years ago, do what you need to do and be ready for practice. And so that, combined with the fact that, you know, Jimmy Butler's quotes in that article about, you know, Steph Curry being the nicest guy on and off the floor and Draymond being a dog, and Jimmy wants to win, Jimmy wants to be able to do what he wants to do, and he wants to get paid. For me, those 3 boxes are all checked. He got paid, and he's with a team that's won way more than he ever will. Jimmy Butler will never win 4 titles unless Steph and Draymond get 8. You know, so which is hilarious. But so Jimmy wants to win. They've done it. Jimmy wants his freedom. You've got it. Jimmy wants money. You got it. I don't see where this could possibly go south unless he gets through next year. And it's like, I want another extension.
No, I'm
that's the only one.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of everything starting over when a new relationship happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is a weird comp maybe, but everybody made a big deal yesterday about that tweet from Tiger Woods and what, like, he's now officially in a relationship with Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife. And
hold on a minute.
Yeah, you don't know Vanessa. About this. It's all they
I believe his proposal started with, "Hey, It's right. Tiger.
Maybe it did. But like, yeah, he sent out pictures of them laying on by a pool together.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Yeah, Tiger. His love is in the air and all this stuff. And people
are doing a huge favor.
And she is.
I'm going to need a cabinet position.
Right. And so she, like, a lot of people are coming at her because it's like, well, wait a minute. You left Donald Trump Jr. because he supposedly cheated, and now you're picking Tiger? And my thing was like, hold on. No.
Bold strategy.
Brand new relationship. We start over. And if you want to say she's stupid, if he ends up cheating, fine. But bottom line, you start over. Just because he did that once or a billion times doesn't mean that that's going to happen this time. Start over. Same with the Warriors and Butler.
Some would say that cheaters cheat. And if you cheat once, you're going to cheat again. And that is...
I don't believe... Do you believe that?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, I do believe that.
That's just a characteristic that you can't shake?
I'm not saying it's genetic,
There's no growth? There's no, like, changing?
There can be growth, but I do believe that when you have exhibited that behavior, you are more likely to do it again.
I don't really, like, have a name in my head, but I bet there's a good number of people who make that mistake in their whatever, 20s or 30s or whatever, and then go the other way and have a wonderful monogamous relationship.
I would say it's more likely that somebody who cheats is going to cheat again as opposed to the I've learned my lesson crowd.
I'd like to hear from Steiny because your face is just doing all kinds of great stuff right now.
It is weird. Like,
you're making an expression.
He's
you're
cheating on his
red.
Diet. So
well, who doesn't?
Yeah,
I'm cheating on my diet? What do you mean?
Come on, because, you know, we weren't going to go have one.
Yeah, and then, guys, before we go, Grandy and the staff back there, they have found the number one offender in cursing on the air in the, we're coming up on 14 years here at 95.7 The Game. I've been here for almost all of them except the 1 year where I was let go back in March of 2011.
I remember that.
Yeah, actually it was 2014 and you don't. Here it is, the number one swearing moment in the history of the game.
It was Mahorn hit him, and I mean, he hit him hard. And I told Derek, get your ass up. I was like, get your ass up. And I said, Nate, call the same play. And the Fishers knew I was mad. And he tried to come in. I said, you guys didn't do nothing. And I said, call that same play. And I promise you, any of these motherfuckers touch Derek McKee, I'm going to break somebody's jaw. And so...
Xavier McDaniel on the roast.
The uncomfortable Bonte laughter is my favorite part.
I mean,
what do you do? What do you do when that happens?
My favorite part is the description of from Xavier McDaniel about what was going to take place. If any of you individuals touch him, I'm going to emphatically break your jaw. And I put my own words in there, but Steiny, you remember Xavier McDaniel?
Oh, sure.
Probably a little before your time,
sure.
E.
Wichita, like, State.
Yeah, and then Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
They had a team. Evan, yeah, back in the, you know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
you're so astute. I have to tease because you're so young and I'm envious.
Well, let's, we're looking forward to that game tonight. 4:30 start, 3:30
wow.
Warriors live.
All right,
right here with
just
Dibs
over
and
an
Miller.
Hour from now, yes.
And
yeah,
there's a
hammer
Warrior
the five
game.
And a half.
I mean, you know the deal, people. Keep it locked.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
I'm 95.7 The Game.
There you go.
Correct.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.